Blackstone Audio presents Beneath This Mask by Megan March. This book is read by Andy Arndt and Holter Graham. 1. I stepped off the witness stand feeling like I'd been skinned and gutted, my insides laid out for public viewing. I refused to meet my father's piercing aqua stare, the same one I saw every time I looked in the mirror. Instead, I focused on the sleeves of his navy pinstripe Armani suit jacket and his gaudy diamond cufflinks winking in the buzzing fluorescent light of the courtroom. My father was a general, flanked by his army of $1,000-an-hour defense attorneys. Not that they could save him. The disgust on the jurors' faces spoke louder than any convoluted defense they could mount. I slipped through the swinging wooden gate and glanced at my mother, sitting primly, ankles crossed and hands folded, in her favorite Chanel suit and tasteful gold jewelry. Lizette Agaston was the quintessential picture of a woman standing by her man. She expected me to take the seat next to her, the seat I'd vacated hours before, hands sweating and stomach churning, to give my testimony and endure the brutal cross-examination. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit down and be the supportive, naive daughter anymore. So I kept walking. I didn't look at the gawking members of the press or the scornful sneers of the victims. I pushed open the heavy carved wooden door and took my first deep breath of air that wasn't laced with lies. I was done. With them, with this life, with all of it. It had all been a meticulously constructed fairy tale, and I'd been too blind and trusting to see through the facade.